So big news, something that has been brewing for more than a year, because I remember last year during Build. Right,
I found a story of mine from 2014.
Me too.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
What happened?
Microsoft just bought Xamarin.
Woo-hoo!
How about that?
How about that?
What is Xamarin, Mary Jo Foley?
Xamarin is a mobile tools vendor that Paul Thurrott told me today used to be called Xamarin, which I didn't realize.
Zimian.
I don't remember that. Zimian.
It was an open source project at first to bring .NET compatibility to Linux.
Linux, yeah. It started at GNOME.
It was part of GNOME.
The kids call it GNOME.
GNOME. I don't know if it's GNOME or GNOME.
No, I don't either.
I think it's GNOME. It's the GNU.
You can rest assured that whatever way I just pronounced it is incorrect.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's pronounced glib.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thurrott. Once again, you have abused the English language.
So Xamarin is not a pressure, high pressure medicine, high blood pressure medicine.
Right, no, right.
That's Xeralto. But it comes right after it in the dictionary. But what puzzles me is that Microsoft has .NET. In fact, they invented it. So what do they need a .NET compatibility layer for? Boy, that's silence. That is dead silence.
I was deferring.
I think we're both posting while we're doing the show right now.
Would you like to wait a moment? Because this just broke. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
No, Leo, the reason is because... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, what Xamarin lets you do is they let you use C#, Microsoft C#, to build iOS, Android, Windows, and Mac apps. That's their core business.
And since obviously Microsoft cares more about those platforms than any other...
These days.
Spoken like a true Windows Phone fan.
Why wouldn't they want a tool?
That they would now buy this company.
It does. Because they are one of the best purveyors of iOS apps.
Yes. Yep. Right now they are.
Right up there with Google, which is also bizarre.
So odd.
But you go where the customers are.
Yeah. Right, so
it's also a tool set now more than as much as it is a
it's
library.
A tool set, right? But immediately, I think what all of us Microsoft watchers are thinking is, oh, so is this how universal apps truly go universal now? Because when Microsoft talks about universal apps currently, they mean universal Windows apps,
right?
But what if there was a way you could create Microsoft developers could create iOS and Android and Mac and Windows apps, then they would really be truly universal.
Yeah. By the way, I've always felt like this was a key part of the strategy that, you get it going on Windows, but I always sort of felt like maybe they'd bring in Android next because that would be so easy kind of move from there. But this, I think you're right. This could be an interesting step in that direction. Truly universal apps, yeah.
Could be.
Hmm. Yeah, because you write once, just as you do with XAML, but you write once to a mono to the .NET library, and then tools from Xamarin would make it work on every platform. Is that right? You don't code for iOS in this.
No, well, I see what you're saying. Right, so they probably. I'm not a developer by trade, Leo, but my understanding is that this allows you to. Target these different platforms with the same app and spit out different versions of it that will work on the different platforms.
Let me put this in a way you would understand, Paul. It's like Delphi.